Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
Welcome
to Hello.
Episode 2 of What's Your Excuse, the podcast.
Hello again.
Hello. My name's Caitlin.
And I'm Megan. And we are back.
And we have two mics this time. Didn't know that we were recording with one mic last time because we pulled it off so well.
Because we're masters of sound.
That's right. Now we have two mics. They're brand new. I already have cheese on mine.
Yep. And she licked it.
And I did lick it. It does taste very new.
So, made sure to mark that one as hers.
Put a sticker.
So, perfect. So, this week, what we're going to start with, we're going to kind of go over some excuses that we ourselves have heard or been told, stories that we've gotten from friends.
Since episode one has come out.
Yeah.
Because apparently people have excuses that line up. Sometimes, at least mine does, it lines up with one of the stories we told, and I'm not sure how.
Oh, mine doesn't.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
But it's already sparking conversation.
That's right.
Look at that. Off to a great start.
We're a big hit.
My mother said we cuss too much, and I assume my father will say, wow, I didn't know you cussed at all.
Parents will probably be disappointed that I smoked a cigarette through my nostril hole.
They'll be disappointed that you hang out with me.
That's right. That as well.
That's fair. Everyone is. My mom's disappointed in me. Just kidding.
It's got real dark, real fast. So,
thanks, Mom.
Do you want to, go first?
Oh, sure.
With your excuse that you've heard?
Yes. So my mom messaged me after listening to episode one, and she said, overall, very funny, tad too much cussing. And I said, okay, Mom. I just glossed over that part. Didn't respond. She said the teacher excuse made me remember a time when I was in high school. And she said that her and her best friend were late for class and that they didn't have time for breakfast. So they made up an excuse that they accidentally hit a dog, had to remove it from the road, and find its owner. And she said that they told their teachers, we both had dogs, and if our dogs had been hit, we would want somebody to do the same for us. And on their way to school, they stopped at a country kitchen type of restaurant, had a full breakfast with biscuits, eggs, bacon, potatoes. So they really milked that late time, because I guess it takes a long time to
scrape a dog
off
the road.
The pavement and find its owner. And that was kind of a...
I feel like my teachers still would have been like, okay, well, first of all, someone needs to teach you that you can call animal control to do those things.
True. I don't know. I would just cry if I hit a dog. So
I
would actually probably wreck my car first before I hit the dog because I would swerve so bad.
Okay. Well, now I sound like a bad person.
Did you just maintain your lane? You go straight.
Well, it ran
full,
out in
full
front
speed
of me.
Ahead. You hit the gas.
I hit the gas. I gunned it. It ran out in front of me, and I hit it, and I did feel it, and I called my dad, screaming and crying, that I just hit and killed a dog, and it was like a big dog,
like a Great Dane.
No, that's a horse. That's what you're thinking.
You
of.
Would be dead too.
Yeah, and. My dad said, okay, well, turn around and make sure it's dead. And I said, well, I felt it go under both sets of tires. And he said, just turn around, you'll be surprised. And I was like, okay. So I turned around, and I didn't see it immediately. And I was like, oh, my God, it's not there. And I got so excited. I didn't realize that I hadn't gone far enough.
Oh, God.
And then I just started crying again. And I said, it's there. It's dead. And my dad said... Wow, that was a fucking roller coaster. And so then I called animal control, and the lady was not super nice. She basically was like, "So you killed it?" And I said, "Yeah." And she said, "Are you sure it's dead?" And I was like,
"I've already been through this."
And she goes,
"Turn around, you'd be surprised."
So I was driving, and she's like, "So you were just driving and you hit a dog?" And I was like, "Yes." And she goes, "And killed it?" And I said, "Yep." And she goes, "And you're sure it's dead?" And I was like, "Oh my God, yes, ma'am.
How many times do I have to tell you?
I killed
the dog. Stop making me relive my pain.
Why do I feel like this is a fucking confession at church? My God.
Do 10
Just
Hail Marys.
Tell me how many Hail Marys to do." Damn it, Caitlin.
Sorry.
It's all right. I'm not mad.
I would also like to say, sorry, that apparently Charles Barkley was in Space Jam. He's one of the people who gets, like, taken over by the aliens.
Yeah, someone else brought that up when I was listening to it with them.
Yeah.
That's right.
I've listened to it twice.
Oh, good.
But I also recognized him when I saw his photo, and I was like, oh, yeah, he got crazy eyebrows.
Yep.
But I still did not know him by name, so... But no. They were both in Space Jam, so I guess he's almost as good as Michael Jordan.
I wouldn't go that far, but he just isn't. Well,
yeah, he wasn't strong enough to not get taken over by an alien, so.
Yeah, or smart enough to not do a rolling stop to get a blowjay. So,
carry on.
Okay, so I can tell you mine. I'm currently doing a Christmas production at our theater in town, and they're... Our kids in this production, obviously. Yeah. And one of the little girls was telling me, she was doing like those, you know, those paper fold chains that you make, like not like the actual chain links, but where you fold.
Oh, yeah. And it's like a little accordion. Like a little,
yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
She was making
still.
One of those. And I was like, hey, I like to make those. I also like to make stars. And then I taught her how to make her star. And she was like, I can bring more paper tomorrow. And I was like, okay. And she goes,
can you also teach me how to make a star?
She goes, yeah, of course.
Okay.
And so she goes, I go to the library every day. And I was like, really? That's cool. That's pretty neat. And she goes, yeah, I don't go outside. And I was like, okay. And she goes, I told my teacher I can't go outside for recess because I'm in the show and I can't get sick. And I was like, ooh, girl, you smart. That's real smart. And they're just like, well, it's true, though. I can't get sick. And I was like,
I am the most important role.
Well, I was like, I hear you, but like, that's real smart. And then she goes, I just hate going outside. She's like 8 or 9.
She learned fast.
Hilarious. I laughed so hard. And I was like, ooh, that is perfect. I can't wait to tell Caitlin.
Oh, I love her.
Right? She's, I go to the library every day.
She'll be on our next show. Kidnapper.
No. We cuss too much.
Oh, that's true.
She can't be on this show.
I don't think we've said a single word. I'm probably sure we have.
Oh, I'm positive I have.
Yeah.
A bunch of them. Ryan's like, I'm keeping a tally. I've got a clicker here. I'll tell you exactly how many times. So, and then you said you have a little list of...
Oh, yes.
Right?
Well, I might tell a story about the time... That I almost hit some dogs.
You might tell it or you're going to tell it.
I will.
Okay.
I decided right now. Well, speaking of my mom's excuse from high school, I also had a similar kind of story in high school when I was driving home from homecoming. The only one I went to was senior year. And I was driving home. It was 3 a.m. because my friends said, we might have watched Space Jam that night.
Oh my God. You have a problem.
I do. I swear to God, it might have been Space Jam.
Were you alive when that movie came out?
Probably not. When did it come out? Fact check it. 1976.
No, I was alive. You can't insult me on age. I'm that much older than you.
That's true.
You were probably alive. You probably don't remember it much from when it first came out.
I saw The Lion King in theaters. So it was my first movie. I was like a fresh baby. 1996. I was 2.
Cool.
2 years 6. Old. There we go.
Ryan was 25.
Good. Grandpa.
He's like, why did I agree to help them?
He hates us. Anyways, driving home 3 a.m. And that was the first time that I discovered I cannot stay awake while driving. I fall asleep all the time. It's very dangerous.
See a doctor.
Yeah. Well, just like my dad. Dad does it too. I can't stay awake in the theater anymore. I fall asleep there. I fall asleep anytime I sit on a couch. It's like I have borderline narcolepsy, but I don't fall asleep standing up. So I don't know what it is. But yes, the moment I sit in a car for a long period of time, I'm like, oh, this is kind of comfy. I guess we can sleep here. And
good.
Especially if it's dark. But it is also happened in broad daylight.
You're going on a road trip to Arizona in less than a month.
Yeah, and this is about 2 weeks, actually. So I'll just drink 12 Red Bulls before we go. And have zero function on my liver or whatever, kidneys. I don't know what it affects. Probably my spleen. Anyways, I was driving and I was literally right next door to my house. I hit my next door neighbor's mailbox because I fell asleep and I like ran off the road and I woke up to this giant crash sound and something flying up over my car. And I was like, and then I pulled in and I saw how bad it was and like front bumper just destroyed. And I wake up my mom. And I'm crying. And I was like, Mom, the neighbor's dogs ran out in front of me and I had to swerve and it made me hit their mailbox. And because they ran out on the road all the time. What I didn't expect was my mother to get furious, run over to their house at 3 a.m., bang on the door and say, your dogs almost killed my daughter. And she screamed at them and they were like, ma'am, we were on the porch and we saw her just swerve and hit the mailbox. And I was like, first off, why were you awake? Why were you waking? Why were you looking at your mailbox at 3 a.m.?
Second off, why would you sell me out like this?
Yeah. And I was like, God damn it, y'all. You're supposed to be in on this. But they weren't. And I mean, for the longest time, I was like, Mom, they're lying to you. I told her they're lying. And
she hated them for 20 years.
Yes. And now... this is the first... No, I think I did tell her, like, several years later, a solid 5 years, I said, Mom, just so you know, I fell asleep driving that one time. It was not the dogs. And so just in case you didn't know, Mom, here it is again. There you go. That's my confession.
Good.
Anyway.
You're basically Usher now.
Yes. I have one on the way. Not really. God, that'd be terrifying.
What, like a baby? Does he have a baby
says,
on the way?
No, he says, my bitch on the side says she's got one on the way.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. I don't know. I'm not super familiar.
No, I don't want babies.
Okay.
My whole family's going to hate me for that, too.
Ah, well. They'll get over it.
I already teach like 27 babies. I don't need more. And I have like a cat.
High schoolers?
Yes. Also, God, she's destroying something in my room. Ooh. Or somebody knocking on the door.
I can't tell. There's someone at the door.
Oh, shit.
Okay. So, do we want to go ahead and start with our actual stories?
Oh.
Okay. So, what I want to talk about is Lisa Left Eye Lopez of TLC, RIP, Left Eye, burned her ex-boyfriend's house down.
Hell yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's my kind of gal.
That's right. Apparently, they had a very tumultuous relationship.
I like that word. Good
Thank
word.
You. Thank you. And he was out one night, and he said that she had had a few drinks, and she was at home, and she was getting angry. I guess she was just sitting at home stewing, and just getting angry at the fact that he had bought an expensive pair of sneakers and did not buy her own pair. And so then he came home and she was screaming at him like on the front porch and stuff. And he got her inside, sat on her lap to restrain her. And then somehow she broke free of that. Threw his sneakers into the bathtub and set them on fire.
What do they have in their bathtub that ignited?
I'm not sure. Let me see. I'm trying to make sure that I get you all of the important facts. It was June 8th of 1994. Yeah, he was out clubbing with some of his friends.
I was just a few months old.
She went home before him because she was annoyed with him. He returned home at 5 a.m., which, like, I'd be mad that you were getting home at 5 a.m. Mm. But okay, whatever.
He's got a bitch on the side. Mm-hmm. Who probably has one on the way.
And was greeted by an agitated Lopez, reportedly angry because he bought himself lots of new sneakers without getting her any. They were in the driveway. He tried to get her to stop and then didn't. And so that's what it was. Whenever he restrained her on the bed, he sat on her lap. I guess she got free, and that's when he left the house. And that was the moment that Lisa Left Eye Lopez said, "Bet, bitch." She took his sneakers and set them ablaze in the bathtub. And then she went outside, took a vacuum cleaner pipe to the windshields of two of his luxury vehicles.
A vacuum cleaner pipe? So, like, plastic?
I don't know.
Why didn't she get something stronger? Like a boulder.
Well, I don't know. She already set his fucking house on fire.
True. She should just drove the cars into the
house. Yeah, it says, before long, the entire mansion was engulfed in flames.
Fuck, it was a mansion?
Her boyfriend's brother said, this is what I like. Ryson's brother, Reggie, reported seeing the TLC star standing over the whirlpool outside the house, watching the fire spread. Like, she's just standing there, just like, whale. Burn, baby. That's, and then it says by the time that he returned, there was nothing, there was almost nothing left to the house. Shit. She was charged with felony arson, released on $75,000 bail. 5 days later, about her lawyer said she had entered rehab voluntarily. So what I like about this is the idea that she was like, oh, you're going to buy some nice sneakers? I'm going to burn them.
And everything you own.
That'll teach you to not buy me some sneakers when you go out shopping.
I would do the same thing, honestly.
Who wouldn't?
I want new sneakers.
She was sentenced to live in a halfway house and 5 years probation in addition to paying a $10,000 fine. At her sentencing, hang on, I had not seen this part yet.
Ooh, this is new for both of us.
Yeah. At her sentencing, Ryson held Lopez's hand, said that he forgave the rapper, and they were even planning on getting married.
What?
Mm-hmm.
She probably threatened to cut his balls off or something.
Well, no, that was...
Or it was really good sex.
Well, I don't know. I don't know why they plan to get married. I think it's just because that's how rocky relationships go.
True. Eminem and Rihanna have that one. And pretty much, what's that song called? I don't know. But in the music video, everything's burning down. Yeah, yeah. And the house is burning down. Yeah. That, I bet you they based it off of that.
Yeah. I like that you went with Eminem and Rihanna as an example of a tumultuous relationship. And not Rihanna and Chris Brown.
Oh, yeah.
As an example.
Well, but it was because the house was burning in the back of the music video.
That's fair. Okay.
That's why.
Well, and then unfortunately, before they could get married, she died. Yeah. So, anyways, that's a real bummer.
How'd she die? In a house fire?
It was while she was in Honduras. It was a car wreck.
Oh.
Yeah.
Lisa left.
Yeah, and then they released that footage from her Honduras trip on MTV a few years later.
Ouch! Why would they do that?
It was really interesting. It was about like how she had changed. So, anyways, and by the way, everything that I just read was written in 2014 by a man named Ken Kelly for the Boombox. That's what the website's called. So, it's accurate.
Well, mine is not called anything better. It's a website called Cleverism.
Called what?
Cleverism.
Oh, okay.
So, he has 12 excuses for missing work. Martin does. I'm not going to read all 12. Because four are good. Four are just bad. Like, they're like, you shouldn't use them. Like we've talked about. Like, mm-hmm. somebody's dead.
Yeah.
Don't do that. And then the last four, they're all short. But the last four are the outright ugly and funny excuses for missing Ooh. Work. And they're like all really bad ones, but I guess sometimes people will take them. And it's really just not bad in the like you're lazy kind of way, but they're just unbelievable. Kind of like the explosive diarrhea. Like nobody questions that.
Mm-hmm.
If you call in and you're like, hey, I've got explosive diarrhea, everyone's like,
All right, bye.
Okay, don't continue talking.
Yeah.
And it typically works. So, anyways, he starts off with aliens and ghosts. I guess people have said before that last night they felt as if they were abducted by an alien. And I thought that was really fun. And you could just like, I mean, they might make you crazy, but next time that you're thinking of not going into work, just be like, I got abducted by an alien last night. I feel a little violated.
I refuse to use an excuse that I would not accept.
Yeah, I wouldn't accept that either. I'd be like, well, you're just a fucking liar at that this
sounds,
point.
I'm going to be real. That sounds like some of y'all's coworkers, like an excuse that y'all's coworkers would use.
Dimitri would use that. Or he'd say there was a ghost in the corner of his room. That I could, I mean, I would maybe believe that a ghost was, you know, just fucking with someone all night. Be like, this tall hat man was just standing in the corner.
Stop. Do not make that reference. I hate you. I hate both of you.
Why? Have you seen him?
What?
You never told me this story. Oh my God, have you seen him?
No. Oh. I watched the movie, the show.
Oh. You
talking about the Babadook thing? No, the tall hat man from Haunting of Hill House.
Oh, the bowling hat man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think he just called him tall hat man. It's a bowler.
Bowler hat.
Yeah, not a bowling hat.
Hey, I was very traumatized watching that show.
It's just a hot dog boat.
I was very scared the whole time. Not really. I wasn't scared so much as I was having panic attacks the entire time. That messed with you emotionally. That show was rough.
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
Very well made.
Recommend it. Yes.
Yes, I would recommend it. It's very 100%. Similar to like Requiem.
Yes, Requiem's also trippy
with you.
Yeah,
and it makes you feel real weird,
uh-huh.
but very good. And that's what movies should do: is make you feel something.
It made you feel something, because every other day of my life, I don't feel anything.
Because I'm real pretentious.
Me too. Anyways, the tall hat man, he's like an actual guy who will like be into the corner of your room, and he just has this like long top hat. Man, he's really tall. And he's terrifying. He's pretty much like that guy.
Baba Shook.
All right. Well, we had to find a new list because I started hating mine. And we found out it wasn't as good. You have to read the full article and not just the first one.
Yeah, ideally.
The rest of it was kind of not as... It didn't make any sense. And he didn't have any examples. So really, this is all Martin's fault. I don't know who you are, Martin, but...
Not only are we not going to read your list, we will talk shit about you.
Yeah, so thanks for nothing. Anyways, I found a new one on Stylecaster.com. All right, so I found this one on Stylecaster.com, and I cannot find who wrote it.
Okay.
So, that's fine. So a pretty infamous one, because we know that she's had a very rocky life in which, you know, she's gone to, or at least been arrested quite a few times. Miss Lindsay Lohan.
Okay.
Our favorite child star.
That's right.
She had some wonderful music, too.
Mm-hmm.
I remember listening to that. Anyways, one time in 2007, she had that infamous car chase in which cops were, like, following her and stuff, you know, like they do in car chases.
Yeah.
They were actually leading her. Anyways.
She's chasing them.
She's like, wait, I got to show you this cocaine that I have. but she... Well, first off, the cops found two types of cocaine in her urine, as well as half a gram of coke in her pants pocket. But she used this in an actual statement to the court. She said, I was borrowing those jeans. She was a part of the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. And the coke wasn't hers because, you know.
Did she tell them who she was borrowing them from?
Yes, from her friend slash assistant. So she just threw them under the fucking bus.
I guess that's part of being an assistant.
Yeah, so you gotta be willing to have
prison
coke in your pant pockets and go to prison.
Yeah.
So she pulled that, and it was pretty shitty of her.
Well, what did the court say?
Well, they didn't tell me. But TMZ.com might, as I follow this link.
Hey. Lindsay My question is, did she get away with it? Were they like, you know, that sounds, that checks out.
Oh, man, I trash talked TMZ last time too, and now I'm using them. God. Lindsay said, I am sober. Promises in Malibu, California. I left 2 weeks ago or so and completed my stay and will continue to be drug free. Okay, Promises in Malibu. Promises is apparently a drug rehab center. I was like, what does that mean?
What? I thought it was like, I am sober, Lindsay Lohan, Promises in Malibu.
No. It says, I am sober, dot, Promises in Malibu, California. I left 2 weeks ago or so and completed my stay and will continue to be drug free. So she doesn't do drugs, but there was drugs in her urine.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure cocaine disappears somewhat quickly.
Here's my question. Yeah, I think you're correct.
Like, strangely faster than marijuana.
Yeah, I think it's only like 2 days.
Yeah. So, not 2 weeks ago.
My question is, when they say that they found two types of cocaine in her urine, was it like two different baggies? She just shoved it into her vagina and then peed out of...
She must have.
She just used her Kegels to push it out whenever she peed into that cup, and it was just like, bloop, bloop, and there's two little baggies.
And they're like, oh, wow. We have ma'am. All this cocaine.
And she's like, but I didn't do it.
I didn't do it. I was just storing it.
I'm sober. She said, borrowing this from my assistant.
Yeah, she said that the boyfriend, or the assistant and her boyfriend currently use, and they might have set her up. And then she ended her statement with the words, I don't do drugs. Thank you. And God bless.
So, oh, God.
You know, that's real good. Anyways, it doesn't say whether or not they took that. I'm going to assume that she tested positive for drugs, so maybe they arrested her.
Was she able to be like, I think some of the cocaine just leaked. It spilled out into the crotchal region of my jeans.
You know what she should have said is that she's done so much cocaine in the past that this is just residual, like that her whole system is filled up with it, and so it's taken more than the normal 2 days to get it out of her system. I'm assuming she was in rehab for at least 30 days.
Yeah, but I think the problem is that then if they drug tested in rehab before she left. Because listen, I watched Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew.
There you go.
And they drug test them like when they go in. And then I think like a couple of times during the rehab and things like that. And if she tested clean while she was in the rehab, then it's like, well, but
then they let it go.
What has been clean.
Yeah, so then she just did drugs again, and she's a liar.
Yeah, let's call it what it is here. Again, yeah. I just, you know, addicts by nature
are liars. Yeah, there we go. And so that's how she didn't get out of that, but she also, if you're in a car chase, that kind of automatically makes you guilty, right? Because you got something to hide.
I think you're guilty of evading arrest. For sure, but I don't know that running from the cops automatically makes you guilty of what they think you've done.
No, but like...
But it does make you guilty of evading arrest.
Yeah, but like if you didn't have anything to hide, like if you didn't know that you had cocaine in your borrowed jeans, you probably would have just stopped, right?
You know, so have I ever told you that I ran from the cops once? It was on foot. And I was in high school, and we were just stupid. Some friends of mine and I were at another friend's house, and two of them had taken my keys and just drove around the neighborhood. But they were like doing donuts in people's yards. And I was in the back seat just being like, oh my God, please stop. And then someone came around and said, hey guys, the cops are coming. Or the cops are at so-and-so's house. And we were like, run. None of us, like, we didn't know what they were there for, but we were like, run. Because obviously, like, they all smoked weed. They all drank, all of that. And so it was like, run. Everybody run. Mind you, I didn't do that stuff. I was a pretty good kid who wasn't allowed to hang out with Lucas.
Snort Lucas.
Yeah. And so we ran. And then finally I get a call on my cell phone. I'm like barefoot running on these like gravel roads, cutting my feet up. And I get a phone call from a friend and he says, hey, police are at my house. And I said, oh, yeah, okay. And he says, they asked who owns that car. And I was like, okay. And he says, and so I told them you did. And I was like, okay. And he goes, they want to talk to you. So I'm like, oh, fuck you, bro.
Wait, was it your car?
Yes, it was. Oh. They took my keys and they were driving my car.
Okay.
And so I come out, I saunter awkwardly and filled with shame. I guess that's not really a saunter.
It makes me think of sautéing vegetables.
I sautéed out from basically from a stranger's backyard because we had run all the way behind a bunch of houses. And I come out and I'm looking at them and I kind of wave awkwardly and I say, hey. And they said, whose house is that? And I said, oh, that? I don't know. And they said,
I was just hiding there.
They said, what are you doing? And I said, I don't know. And he said, well, let me just tell you what happened. Some of these neighbors called. Your car was doing donuts in their front yard. I was like, And he says, was that you? And I said, no, that was my friends. They took my keys and they were just screwing around. And he says, call those friends. And so generally, I would be like, well, no, I think they left. But this time I was like, fuck you guys. Y'all sold me out. I'm calling my friends.
That's right.
So I call him. I said, hey. I call the guy who's driving. I said, hey, they want to talk to you. And he comes out. His big ass glassy red eyes.
He goes, been crying.
No.
No, he's stunned.
That's closer to the truth. And he goes, hi, officers. And I'm standing there like, oh, this fucker. And the police officer goes, do I know you? And the kid goes, you were my DARE officer in fifth grade.
Oh, shit.
So the cop talks to us for a little bit and basically tells us, like, first of all, Megan, you have 2 years if you want to file GTA charges on him. And I was like, okay. And I, like, they're both trying to, like, both of the cops are trying to basically convince me, like, this young man stole your car. And I was like, I was in the back seat. Like, yes, I didn't want him to take my keys, but he did it. I also didn't call the police on him already. Like, no. So he basically was like, you have 2 years. And I was like, okay. And he's like, do you want to press charges? And I was like, no, it's my friend. And he's like, are you sure? And I was like, yeah, no, I'm not going to press charges. Well, you have that option. And I was like, yeah, I hear you.
Great.
No. And then he turns to my friend, the DARE officer turns to my friend and says, son, I just want to let you know, if you don't clean up your act, you're going to end up being part of my DARE classes again. Like you're going to be in the PowerPoint presentations.
Oh,
and
shit.
That was the time I ran from the police. But like, that's an example. Like, I didn't do anything wrong. I just am scared of police officers sometimes.
That's fair.
And they asked me that. They said, well, why'd you run? And I said, I don't know. You guys scare me. That's all.
I would be scared, too. One time I rode in the back of a cop car.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because this man thought we were throwing rocks at his car as he drove by.
Ah.
But really, I think we were just flipping him off.
Oh.
He called the cops on us.
Oh, wow.
The officer was like, this is dumb. I'm just going to give you a ride home. We were like, cool, thanks.
Yeah.
Real fast, I realized we didn't do this last week as we're coming to a close here. Our wonderful, wonderful cover art was made by a dear friend of mine named Malin P. I don't know if I can say her full name. I don't want to be creepy. Anyways, she did our logo, and she just whipped it up, and it's pretty damn cool. And I didn't even give her any direction. I was just like, hey, Malin, I have this podcast idea. This is kind of what we're thinking of doing. And then that's literally all I told her. And then she came up with this and blew my mind. And she only had to do it once. And I was like, bless you, sweet child. This is amazing. So shout out to Malin. You're the absolute best for doing this. We both love it.
Yes.
And we couldn't even be more thankful for you.
No, we could not. Wouldn't even know how.
Yeah. My heart is just bursting. Yeah, so that's that. And don't forget, we have social media. Please remember to listen and rate and review us on iTunes.
And download.
And download, yes.
Subscribe. Download. Yeah.
Because we need all those things to better ourselves.
Yes.
Yes, because this is about us ultimately in the end. And please feed into our egos.
And send us some feedback. We want to know what you like, think, what you want to hear, do better, anything like that.
And you can send all that and any excuses that you've heard to whatsyourexcusepodcast@gmail.com.
Yes.
And that's all just one word. There's no apostrophe in there because that just throws stuff off.
That's right.
And you can follow us on Instagram at the same name, What's Your Excuse Podcast. And you can find us on Facebook. With also that, but that one has spaces.
Yes.
So and there you go.
I believe in apostrophe.
An apostrophe. Yeah, it's spelled correctly.
Yes, that's
we're
right.
We're not completely.
We're not animals.
Yeah. So there you go. Anyways, thank you so much for listening and the wonderful feedback from last week.
Yep. Thanks so much, guys. We will get back with you guys next week.
Yeah, and what's your excuse?